Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In NFL news, Zeke Elliott could be held out to rest his knee injury, with the possibilities including an absence from the upcoming Thursday game in New Orleans in Week 13. Elliott has been managing the injury since early October and still managed at least 49% snap share and 13 touches in every game, including the past 2 weeks when he fell shy of double-digit carries, barely, for the first two times all year. In NBA news, Ja Morant has been diagnosed with a sprained left knee after undergoing an initial scan. This looks to be a massive sigh of relief for Memphis after the ascending star guard exited Friday's contest with what looked like a very serious injury. While he'll need to undergo additional testing to determine the severity of the sprain, the fact that the initial scan did not indicate a tear means Morant has avoided the worst-case scenario. In MLB news, Starling Marte has agreed to a 4-year, $78 million contract with the Mets on Friday. The move caps a very busy day in Queens, which saw the team previously land both Eduardo Escobar and Mark Canna. Marte is the biggest name of the bunch and one of the biggest prizes available in free agency. He's already 33 years old, so he may not offer the team too many more high-level seasons, but he was one of the best players in the league in 2021, a year in which he produced a career-best 5.5 F4. Now turning our attention to the NFL, we're looking at exploring the matchups. Week 12 start-sit. At the quarterback position, we're looking to Russell Wilson at Washington. It's been a brutal run post-surgery for Wilson, who's creeping up on a must-win territory at 3-7 in a loaded NFC West. Fortunately, he gets a nice chance to right ship Monday night, facing a Washington defense that's given up a league-high 25.4 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Wilson's last two opponents, on the other hand, have allowed the third and eighth fewest points to the position, offering a partial explanation for why his recent struggles have been so bad. There's still plenty of cause for genuine concern with the Seattle offense, but Washington's secondary has been terrible, and even the vaunted pass rush is far from scary, with edge rushers Chase Young and Montez Sweat on the injured reserve. For a running back, look to Damian Harris against Tennessee. The Titans haven't been bad against the run this year, and even rank fourth in fantasy points to running backs. The problem this week is a combination of New England's excellent defense and Tennessee's injured, riddled offense, setting up a game where the Patriots could pile up play volume and rush attempts. Ramondre Stevenson stealing work is a real concern here, but with the Patriots favored by 6.5 points, there should be room for both backs to see a good number of carries Sunday afternoon. For a wide receiver, we're looking at Brandon Cooks against the Jets. Tyrod Taylor isn't good, but he's probably better than Davis Mills and about as good as the Jets' cornerbacks. It's a rare week when the Houston offense shouldn't be overmatched, and while that may lead to a lot of run plays for a second straight week, Cooks is capable of 6-8 targets even if overall team passing volume is lacking. Last week was his first time all year with fewer than 5, and he still ranks 6th among wide receivers in target share at 28.9%. Now we turn our attention to the NBA waiver wire, where we have some top ads ahead of Week 7. One player to look at is Matisse Thybulle of the Sixers. After missing 7 games, Thybulle is back to his full starting workload, averaging 33 minutes over the last 2 games. Before his injury, Thybulle was a top 55 player in 9-cat on the strength of his 2.3 steals and 1.7 blocks per game. He's the worst scorer of all fantasy-relevant players, but he's so good elsewhere that doesn't really matter. If your team isn't bottom 3-ish in points, we guarantee that you have at least one player that you should drop for Thybulle. There's also Eric Gordon of the Rockets. Gordon is a reliable but boring veteran here. Gordon is a little bit more valuable than that high-end streamer, and he's experiencing a boost right now after entering the starting lineup last week. In 4 games as a starter, he's averaging 12, 3, and 3 with 2.0 threes in 33 minutes played. The Rockets have a four-game week next week, three of which are at home and all of which are against bad teams. It's a perfect schedule for the veteran. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.